Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. I just love that new tune. Is just catchy and edgy, don't you think, Ava?
I don't even remember what the old one sounds like.
We're totally forgetting all about it.
We don't even think about it.
Glad to have you guys with us today. We've got a lot of fun coming up. Ava and I are just going to be pouring on the excitement.
Pouring it on.
We're just going to go with that. We've got some cool stories, though. I will say that. Grandfather fights a kangaroo, and 10 of the most overrated rifle cartridges that you're going to find today. So that and a lot more coming up. It's not just that. There's a lot more to come when the Valley Outdoors returns. Ashkenam Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenam offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies?
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. What's going on, Ava?
You know, just getting bigger.
That would be the case, and it's not because you're overeating.
No.
You're eating for dos.
I'm eating for three.
Oh,
if you include
right.
myself.
Tres amigos. I forgot.
Include myself in that. Yeah.
You're your own Minnesota Twins.
I am. You know, and I keep saying the last time we won the World Series was the year I was born. And we're doing really good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, just maybe.
Coincidence?
These Minnesota Twins will bring us to the World Series.
Wow. I like your thinking. We're not saying, we're just saying, right?
I'm predicting it right now and I'm putting it out there for everybody to know.
I like it.
I should do some sports betting.
Why not?
I won't put that much money down.
No.
Just enough.
Like the, what was the big horse race?
The Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby, 80-1 odds.
Yeah.
The guy wins. It's like, oh man, that would
Rich Strike. I love that horse.
So looking at all the things that have been going on as far as the guys out fishing and the transition in bites with the first warm temperatures, right? It was warming up, thought nicely. Then all of a sudden
took a turn.
Yeah, and a little rain and lots of high water everywhere. We're going to be talking with Chris Granrud from Rainy Days Guide Service up in Rainy Lake. He's going to fill us in on the unbelievable amount of water going on up at Rainy Lake and give us an idea what's going on there. But nonetheless, with all the fluctuations that go on, and it seems like the same bites and the same methodologies keep coming up. And one of them that's really stood out, and I think people don't quite understand, whether you're in a lake or a river, dragging jigs is one of the most effective and simple methods that you can try. And it's simply, you can either use a night crawler, you can use a minnow, it doesn't matter. You don't need to have a very heavy jig. Just make sure you have it out far enough. Cast it out from the side of the boat, and you simply drift. Or if there's no wind, you can certainly pull at a very slow speed and let that jig bounce and slide along the bottom of the lake. Important factor here, though. If there's a lot of rock.
I was going to say.
Or real snaggy stuff. you might want to not go that route. So understanding bonnet content is extremely important. But once you figure that out, utilize that technique. And these fish, if it's dirty water, and the rivers many times were as shallow as 3 feet of water. Because you're casting away from the boat, fish don't care.
Sure.
You're not using an engine, you're using simply an electric motor to position, and it works fantastically well. So lightweight line on a fluorocarbon, you can use I use nano braid, which is a lightweight braid, and then you simply downsize and go with maybe a 6 pound test line, fluorocarbon, so it's not visible, and let that thing just bounce along the bottom, cast it, obviously out behind the boat or from the side of the boat that you're drifting, and let it drag. And you'll be amazed at how hard they hit the bait. They basically pin it to the ground or pin it to the bottom, and then they'll take off and run with it.
Sure.
It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. But it's also a lot of fun. And if you do it right, people that aren't experienced at fishing and jigging, they don't have to know how to do anything other than you
just
got
hold
one
it.
Set the hook.
Right.
So dragging jigs, definitely something you want to try. And it's a lot of fun. And you really can get a good feel for jigging as well. So that's where using a braid as opposed to using a mono comes in, because you can feel bottom content much better. You can feel rocks. You can feel any of the slightest ticks or little bites that you ordinarily wouldn't be able to find. Jumping into another story real quickly. Grandfather is forced to fight a kangaroo that attacked his dogs. Did you see this?
No, but where is this taking place?
Where do you find ruse?
Australia.
Australia. Kangaroos are known to box with each other, but it's rare to see human and kangaroos actually duke it out. But that's exactly what happened for more than 6 minutes in Argyle, Australia recently. The kangaroo began to go after the man's dog in his yard. And the man, father and a grandfather, reportedly described the animal as a 6 foot mad roo. The kangaroo went after the man, Tucker. It interviewed him on this particular deal. And the video happened to be talking about the discussion he had, how it ended up and resulted. He said at one point he tried to fend off the kangaroo. The man grabbed a stick, but the kangaroo kept coming at him. Meanwhile, the dogs were barking wildly, but couldn't come to his aid because they were behind a fence in the yard. So that didn't help. And at one point, he actually grabbed the animal and wrestled it to the ground to subdue it, which is pretty funny. Apparently, the kangaroo was in an aggressive mind, and he tried shooing the animal away. It didn't work. Then he put up the claws and started chasing him. He ultimately fought him off with a stick, and it gouged him on top of his head. And finally, several more minutes, they fought, and he got the animal off him and chased him around the yard. Rather funny.
So did everybody end up okay, including the angry roo?
Yep. Even if it only is looking for food or human contact, kangaroo may still become aggressive. Don't be aggressive towards a kangaroo. It'll simply reinforce the idea that you are a threat. So
great.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But it was cool to see him put up your dukes. Put up your dukes.
Jeez.
Hang tight, everybody. We're going to be back. We'll be talking to Chris Granrud from Rainy Days Guide Service. Stay tuned.